Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, June 17th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1245. The U.S. Surgeon General called for social media companies to include a Surgeon General's warning label stating that the platforms can harm people's mental health. Dr. Vivek Murthy, who cannot unilaterally add warning labels, urged Congress to enact legislation requiring the label to regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proven safe, and that social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents. Murthy cited a 2019 American Medical Association study showing teens who spent 3 hours a day on social media double their risk of depression. On average, teens spend nearly 5 hours a day on social media apps. Murthy said, "The mental health crisis among young people is an emergency, and social media has emerged as an important contributor." Meanwhile, a federal judge blocked the Biden administration from enforcing new protections for LGBTQ+ students in 6 states. The new rule expands Title IX civil rights protections to LGBTQ+ students, as well as the definition of sexual harassment at schools and colleges, and adds safeguards for victims. Compliance with the rules is required in order to receive federal education aid, but U.S. District Court Judge Danny Reeves said the regulation was arbitrary in the truest sense of the word and blocked it in Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. The ruling comes days after a different federal judge temporarily blocked the new rule from taking effect in Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Montana. More than 20 Republican states are attempting to block the rules from taking effect, as scheduled on August 1st. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, overturned a federal ban on bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic rifles to be fired like fully automatic machine guns. The court votes 6-3 along ideological lines and decided that the federal government was wrong to classify a bump stock as a machine gun because with or without a bump stock, a shooter must release and reset the trigger between every shot. Justice Sonia Sotomayor called the majority opinion an artificially narrow definition to reach a conclusion that will have deadly consequences. The Trump administration imposed the prohibition after the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017, during which a man using bump stocks killed 60 people and injured hundreds more. It was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. Moving on, House Republicans passed defense policy legislation that would restrict access to abortion and transgender medical care in the military, as well as eliminate all diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives at the Pentagon. The National Defense Authorization Act passed in the House with a vote of 217 to 199, mostly along party lines. The Democratic-controlled Senate, however, is unlikely to support the House version of the bill, setting up a prolonged negotiation for the two chambers to reconcile their separate versions of the legislation. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said the extreme MAGA Republicans are not interested in governing, and so they have hijacked the National Defense Authorization Act in order to jam their extreme right-wing ideology down the throats of the American people, adding all they care about is bending the knee to Donald Trump. And finally, Trump confused the name of his former White House physician immediately after demanding that Biden should have to take a cognitive test. While bragging that he'd gotten every question right and aced a cognitive test administered by Dr. Ronnie Jackson, Trump forgot his doctor's name while doing so, saying, "Doc Ronnie Johnson. Does everyone know Ronnie Johnson, congressman from Texas? He was the White House doctor, and he said I was the healthiest president, he feels, in history. So I liked him very much indeed immediately." Trump took the Montreal Cognitive Assessment in 2018 and later said it was difficult and not that easy because he had to correctly recall the phrase person, woman, man, camera, TV. Trump turned 78 years old on Friday and has frequently tried to paint Biden, who is 81, as mentally incompetent. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.